Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just arrived collection of swim and other sun ready silhouettes.
Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made to be seen Very Sexy push-up bra in on-trend hues like green, citron, and black shine.
Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world.
The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league, starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill.
FX's Clip, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
Okay, guys, welcome to another episode of Two Teas in a Pod with myself, Teddy Mellencamp, and
Tamara Judge.
Hiya.
Hi, how are you?
Well, you know, this episode was a lot for me at Beverly Hills. It was really a lot.
It was too much. I just want to know what Denise is on.
Listen, this is what I wanted, because you have to remember that Denise and I used to always have the same glam.
Oh, you guys shared glam?
No, it was my glam, and she needed glam when she came on the show, and I said, oh, this is who I use. I use Laura for hair and I use so-and-so for makeup. She didn't use my makeup person, but she used my hair person. I wanted it. It took every bit of my self-control to not text Laura. And Laura wouldn't tell me anyway, but like, did you glam Denise for this event? Like,
I don't think she got glammed.
No, she did.
Oh, she did.
I didn't ask, but I know.
Has Denise made any statements about her appearance on the show?
I love that you think that Denise hasn't blocked me and I know anything about Denise's life. I know zero me. Other than the fact that I just saw a picture of her at Kathy Hilton's pajama party. But it starts out where, well, Denise is, you know, Denise asked Erica why she was sweet and lovely when they first met. Then a year later, she was a different dynamic. Denise says Erica knows that she's upset, but Erica has no clue. Denise tells Erica that she needs to watch the show and then come back. Later on in the episode, we find out Denise is talking about when Erica talked about threesomes in front of Denise's kids at her house in 2019. Okay.
Okay, first of all, I thought Denise was talking about Coochie Gate with Brandy. I had no idea she was talking about her kids.
I don't think Denise had any idea what she was talking
about. She had me so confused. I'm like, I have no idea what she, and Erica's like, huh?
And Erica wasn't even aggressive or abrasive in this point. Like, you could tell there's a point where Erica kind of laughs at Denise. Like, she's like, Denise, I'm sorry. Like, I can't.
Yeah, nobody's getting what you're serving.
She couldn't even figure out the words. And I'm not trying to mock Denise. I don't understand why you would really choose to come back. Like, for example, Cynthia came on. And she did one little funny thing. I thought it was cute when she made Sutton get in the car. And she's like, Sutton, you in the car now. Like, yeah. If you're going to come back in.
She didn't go home with her, did she?
Camille did not go home with Denise.
Camille came with Denise. And then Sutton came with Cynthia.
But Cynthia went home with Sutton, made her get in the car at the end of the night. But Camille did not go home with Denise. Because truth be told, Camille and Denise aren't actually friends. They both decided to go. The rumor is unpaid. And Camille said no words. Like, where's season one Camille?
I know. Well, there was so much going on with Denise. I think Camille was like,
where do I step in here?
But do you think there's some sort of like secret support group for people like the chef where they just talk shit about housewives and their experiences? Because there's a moment where you see the chef look in and he's like, shit, Denise Richards is,
wasted. Denise Richards is wasted. I know. But I mean, she was so wasted. Dorit went up to her and asked her, sweetie, I think your jacket's on backwards or upside down. And Denise says, I know. What are you doing? Don't do this.
But she wasn't saying, I know what.
No, she said, I know what you're doing. Don't do this. And I'm like, do what? Dorit's like, no, really, your jacket's on upside down. Don't do this. But really, it's not in style right now.
No, like, here's the thing. I know Dorit, and when Dorit's being an asshole in this moment,
he was Dorit not.
Was truly trying to help. And then the editors had to show how the jacket looked originally.
I love that. Because at first, I'm like, what does she mean? But I think Denise thought Dorit was trying to point out to the cameras that Denise was drunk and couldn't put and her disheveled jacket on right now. Yeah. And just to make an asshole out of her. But she was like, really, Denise, I think your jacket's on backwards.
No, she was like, baby girl, can I just switch your jacket? Like, yeah. She was even trying to do the hold the mic, like, your jacket.
Yeah, your jacket. You might want to fix your jacket.
And she was in no place.
Don't do this right now.
So not only did she make absolutely no sense with Erica, then she has her jacket on upside down. Even Crystal, who keeps mum about 90% of things, was like, when Denise says, go back and watch the show. Like, could you imagine if at that point Erica was like, hold on. Okay. Excuse me. Production. Can you pull up?
Can you roll the tape?
Can you pull up season 9 of all the shitty things Erica did to me? I want to watch it back here at the THC dinner so she can see it. No, you have to name them.
Name them.
You have to be able to name them. But then
that's going to go down in history. Name them.
Name him. Then Dorit tells Kyle at the dinner table that they asked where Kyle was, and Sutton said, in denial.
Did you notice on the commercial, it said that Sutton says in denial. And then they have Garcelle saying about her marriage.
Yeah.
That was in the commercial, but that actually did not air like that.
It didn't. I don't actually think Garcelle was being an asshole in this aspect. I think Garcelle,
she didn't say it. They took a clip from something totally different and put it in there for the commercial.
I think that Garcelle was trying to say that she was at one point given a I cheated apology type situation. But no, Garcelle did say it last week at the table. She said about her marriage.
Oh, she it was just last didn't say it. Week.
Yeah,
okay.
She just didn't
I thought
say
it was this week because I.
But I do think that Garcelle was trying to, as Karen Huger would say, hop the fence, ride the fence, like she was kind of trying to play both sides.
It's you know what? It just sucks because she keeps making these comments about Kyle's marriage. And then when Kyle confronts her, she's like, I don't know. I'm OK. I'll take it. OK. Oh, the ring is just something you bought. OK. Like, she backs down.
But this is okay. This is what I wish in that moment that Kyle would have said. Like, okay, guys, here's the thing. I've repeatedly told you throughout these past months or weeks or however long it's been that I'm struggling in my marriage. I'm not doing well. I've decided to stop drinking. I've decided to focus on myself because I am not. What additional information is it that I think you want that from me?
Sutton's being a naughty butthole.
Yeah. Well, then we get into where Kyle tells Sutton that something's going on with her and she doesn't know if this is Sutton's first drink or fifth or took a pill for her foot or didn't eat. Okay, so Sutton says Kyle doesn't like to talk about personal things, but she didn't talk about her husband's move to London bothering her until she needed an excuse about that behavior.
Mm-hmm.
It's one thing if she had a
ridiculous excuse at that.
Yeah, but like, it's not like she brought that up in advance. There was
well,
any
why
kind
do
of...
you think that, that Sutton's pushing so hard about Kyle's marriage?
My guess.
Do you get the feeling that because Lisa Rinna is not there and she's been a big driving force on this show, that Sutton's trying to fill her shoes? But it's not landing right.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just arrived swim, cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes.
When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles, like the made-to-be-seen very sexy push-up bra from the Very Sexy Collection. In on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron.
For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat.
Because life is better in a bikini. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage, from full to cheeky to minimal. Now in this season's must-have shades and patterns.
Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu. Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply. I think that Sutton has always wanted to be the center of attention her entire life. And has never been able to accomplish that. And because Twitter gave her so much like mojo the last couple of years, she thinks that whatever she says is going to land. But I think the problem is the sun is full of shit. And now finally people are seeing it. But still at this point, like, if you're seeing a friend in distress, having trouble, having issues in their marriage, why not try to talk to them? Instead, she just comes at her more.
Because they're not real friends. How about Sutton lighting up a joint at the table?
What would the American ballet say?
Right. That's like heavy duty. Like I have our gummies from Vena and I'll do that. And it's got a little bit of THC in it, but I can't recall lighting up a joint in
And then
decades.
She's like, it's legal. I'm like, you know what else is legal? Dancing on stage in Vegas at Magic Mike and having, here's the problem. And it's not that I even dislike Sun. I just feel like she is so full of shit. It's coming out of her
eyeball.
We're
seeing a different side of Sutton this season. And I'm trying
It's the same side that's always been there.
Well, I don't know her like that. So as a viewer, I'm seeing a different side to her. And I'm trying to wrap my brain around, like, what is she doing? Why is she doing this?
What about when she says to Kyle, you already lost two sisters. Do you want to lose a third?
That was such a nasty low blow. I mean, Sutton knew exactly what she was doing. That's what I was going to say, too. She knew exactly what she was doing by saying that. And is she that close to Kyle that she would refer to her as her sister?
Well, already earlier on the season, I know you treat me like your little sister.
I know it's hard. It's hard for me because Sutton's been nothing but nice to me. Every time I've seen her, she's been very cool to me. And I feel like I'm talking shit about her on the season, but I'm just repeating what I'm seeing on the show.
Well,
really,
Sutton
like,
says
I'm not liking it. Stop being a butthole.
But then also, you know, Kyle says, listen, you never really had my back in that moment last year, which no one did. No one got up and gave Kyle a hug. And I'm not trying to blindly support Kyle, but Sutton says Kathy didn't like that Sutton didn't stick up for her in the press. Kathy called Sutton and yelled at her. Sutton felt firsthand what Kyle has experienced. Erica says some women fear Kathy since she can lock you out of parties and social standing. Do you understand this like level of fear?
Like, no.
I personally
don't lock me out of a party. I don't give a shit. I don't care. I don't need to go to a party. If I have to kiss your ass, I don't want to be on your list.
Yeah, I don't know, but
I'm good.
I can say somebody.
But then again, I don't like going to parties.
If it was a daytime party, I may be upset.
I just don't even like that. I don't like the whole fakery of it all. But if it's like, you know, if I was a social climber and I want to be seen and I want the paparazzi to take pictures, then okay, do that. That's not my
gig. If the only way that you can be perceived as popular and rich is by attending Kathy Hilton's party,
then you got problems.
You got bigger issues.
Yeah.
But then we get into more of esophagus gate, which I end up hearing more about once I attend the one event later on this season. But Anne Marie says she's in healthcare and doesn't understand Sutton's esophagus comment. She says when she puts someone asleep, they put a tube down their throat. So she knows airway anatomy. She says, even if your esophagus is small, you can still chew food and swallow it.
Well, here's the thing. My mom had a problem with her esophagus and she had to have it stretched.
Okay.
So if it's like closed up or shallow, then there is options that you can have it fixed. But I think you could still eat. Just chew your food.
Here's the thing that I really want to say. The fact that Anne Marie deals with esophaguses, I don't know if it's a plural, and we're having drama about an esophagus. You can't write this shit.
I know. It's hilarious. Have you ever heard about Sutton's esophagus issues?
Oh, it was a huge issue. We were in, I don't know, it was whenever I was pregnant. So I think we must have been
Rome. To have anything like that, though. And you know, just having like, you have acid reflux.
Well,
like
I have acid reflux, but I can still chew food and swallow it. Acid reflux is mainly just like, it's a constant, like every single time I have sparkling water, I put it in my water. I add, you know, Alka-Seltzer to it. It's just who I am, especially the more I talk, the more it comes out. But there was a situation And I'm not trying to out anybody's eating issues, but everybody is particular about the foods that they eat. But when we were in Rome, there was a day, you know, when you're like going from, you know, house to this, to that, whatever. And so you're eating in a Sprinter van. And mm-hmm. our only option for lunch was a sandwich. And Sutton had rage. Like rage that the sandwich was the only option. I'm like, it's a full sandwich pack. Like, you don't have to eat the sandwich. There's also the cheese in there. There's this, there's that, mm-hmm. you know, like we're all trying to calm her down. And she started flipping out. And I mean, the truth of the matter is she doesn't. And so she can be annoyed about it or she can start to talk about it. Crystal has been very open about her eating situation, and I feel like I've been quite open about my highs and lows with it, but watching somebody in a situation where the majority of your calories are being taken in from vodka and ocean spray is not ideal.
No, it's not good. Not good.
But then I just don't know how we're supposed to take upside down Denise seriously, bringing back 3-year-old drama over her kids when we've seen her do a collab with her daughter on OnlyFans.
Yeah, it's very contradictive for sure. I don't get it. I felt like she just used it on the show to start drama. Yeah. She probably wants her diamond back is what I'm thinking.
Wasn't the best way to get it.
It's not the best way. Now, what are your thoughts about Dorit and PK deciding to homeschool their kids during the pandemic and then Dorit moving, saying that she wants to continue to homeschool them? Is this something you would want to do?
I'm actually very okay. So both of my brothers were homeschooled and I love both of them to death. I just talked to one of them this morning. Hud is amazing. Speck is amazing. But because my dad, you know, when he was with Elaine, they were always on tour. They were always traveling. Those boys were homeschooled. They traveled with a teacher.
Well, the socializing is a big part of it and being able to, you know, be around other kids. But I don't know. I've never homeschooled, never wanted to homeschool.
I mean, I can't even do my son's homework and he's in the second grade. So
Ava's like, homeschooled.
Oh, she is?
Yeah, Ava's homeschooled. Yep.
Here's the thing. I think when you're younger, being homeschooled is okay, but there has to be some.
She's going on 9. It's going on 9 years old. So she's homeschooled. You know, I've had my thoughts about it. Ryan and Sarah are both on the same page with that. And I don't know. I feel like, you know, she's got sisters that she can hang out with and socialize, but I feel like kids need that. They need that structure of going to school,
you need a social,
being on time and recess with your friends and getting to know, you know, other kids and playing and getting that part of you.
I think you have to, and also people liking you and not liking you and feeling all of those emotions. I think all of that's kind of part of growing and maturing. Mm-hmm. And so not having that at all, it would be hard. Do I understand that Dorit obviously is fearful and PK is like, we can't be breeding this into our kids, because then they're going to be fearful and it's just going to create more drama. But I did appreciate the conversation in general. Because
yeah.
I liked
PK's take on it as well.
Yeah. I agreed with PK, but I also,
do you think he was being dismissive towards Dorit?
I think it's really hard. We got home from doing our podcast with the Toms or whatever. And I get home and I'm doing like the extra kid tree with the kids, and Edwin's not home from work yet, and he called me and he's like giving me his 2 cents about something, and I'm like, I'm with the kids decorating the tree, like I gotta go. And he's like, can I talk to you for 2 sec? And I just remember being like, you're not here right now. Like, if you wanted to be here, you could be here, but right now we're all having hot chocolate, we're doing the tree, this isn't really your time to weigh in.
Yeah.
Like, I wasn't mad at him, but it was more like, if you're gone, there are certain things. But I do think if I were,
you had resentment. You wanted him to be there decorating the tree.
Yeah.
I
wanted him to be there, and I wanted him to laugh and have fun and listen to Kristen's music and have hot chocolate with us.
Me and Sophia did that together this year. Just me and him.
Yeah. So when you have a little bit of resentment and then they call you to nag on you on something, then you get annoyed, I think. Yeah, and I think that's what's happening here.
For sure. But we got to see Kim Richards.
Yep. She meets up with Kyle and Dorit. Kyle says Kim went through a hard time during the pandemic. Kim has gotten to a point of painting murals on her walls.
She said coloring. She kept calling it coloring, like she was drawing in coloring books. And then we see the pictures and they're like literally murals on the wall, which that were, I mean, I wouldn't want them on my walls, but she's very good. Very good at what she's doing. And I didn't know that Kyle did not meet Paris's baby. I had no idea that that was still going on. I thought that their relationship was.
Well, now she has. But at that point when they were filming, she hadn't. But now Paris has two babies.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm a little slow to the uptake here, but they're all named places, just like Paris.
Yeah, Phoenix, London, and Phoenix, right?
I'm a genius. You know what? It was a little slow to get to it, but I got it. But Kyle brings up how she hasn't met Paris's baby. And she says she and Kathy have an argument and she's cut off from everybody. I would
like to see a lunch or dinner scene with the three sisters. We haven't seen that on the show for a long time. Or ever. I don't think we ever have.
I just saw the three of them at Kathy's party. And I think Kathy and Kyle, in my just like visuals, like Kathy and Kyle seem the most like similar and their natural just like habitat. They're always making people laugh and making people comfortable. And I feel like maybe Kim is more of the introvert and like gets in her own head and gets nervous and all those kinds of things. So that is what I would say is the biggest difference between them. But which leads us to Miami.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just-arrived swim, cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes.
When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles, like the made-to-be-seen very sexy push-up bra from the Very Sexy Collection. In on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron.
For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat.
Because life is better in a bikini. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage, from full to cheeky to minimal. Now in this season's must-have shades and patterns.
Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu. Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today, only on DoorDash, and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply.
Miami, Miami.
Hold on. You just sang so loud that your mic cut you out on itself.
Yours did too.
It did?
Yes.
Julia performs her opera piece to Martina, and she is so happy and surprised. Lisa arrives after the performance while getting ready. Lenny came into Lisa's room. Lisa asked him to leave, and he refused, saying it was his house. Lenny's mother told her she'd be out of the house soon, so this new girl would be a better mother than her, and Lisa had to call the police.
What a nice thing to say to the mother of your children, you asshole.
Listen, I don't think there's a house in this world that could be nice enough for me to live in this toxicity.
No, it's not a healthy or safe environment for children anymore. It's time to move out. I mean, I feel bad for Lisa, you know, that they say all the things they say about her in front of her kids. Like, that's not cool at all.
But Lenny, she says the same things about Lenny.
Okay, guys, you can't do that. You can't say bad things about your spouse in front of your kids. It's just not a cool thing to do.
And I don't want to see it, and I don't want to hear about it anymore. I really don't. But what about when Larsa says that Gertie never told her not to tell anyone?
I really do believe that Larsa thought that. I really do.
Well, Gertie says her intention was to tell everyone herself, and she made it public knowledge. Gertie wanted to trust Larsa and use this to see if she was ready to let her back in her life. Larsa said she was trying to get the girls to rally around Gertie. But do you think that Larsa actually owes Gertie an apology? I do think she could have given her just.
Yeah, I think she can give her an apology. But I really do think Larsa thought Gertie meant do not tell the press. Because if she was telling her on camera, you got to assume that she's going to tell everybody on camera.
But Larsa literally said in the initial scene, she doesn't share other people's stories. I don't understand why she can't just say, I'm sorry. And that's it. And then we move on.
Yeah, well, we'll see.
But Lisa then calls Alexia and invites them all to Palm Beach. Well, Alexia asks Lisa to promise to not talk about Lenny the whole trip. Julia asks Alexia if they're going to share a room. And Alexia says she has to ask Todd. Would you find it odd if your friend had to ask their husband to share a room with you on vacation?
I think she was making up excuses because she didn't want to room with Julia. And she was like, oh, I got to ask Todd. Oh, I got to do this. Oh, I'm not sure. So I think that she was definitely trying to make up excuses.
But also what I was curious about, and I realized what was being implied in this episode when you can see that, Julia is upset that Alexia doesn't want a room with her because of the Todd conversation. And she says, do you think it's because I'm a lesbian? All those things.
I don't think it had anything to do with her being a lesbian. I think it was she really didn't want to. Like, she's got her people. She rooms with Marisol. She always rooms with Marisol. You know,
but also, where was she going to leave Adriana? Who is Adriana going to room with? To me, this felt like a way to make Alexia look like shit. And then also screw over her friend, like create drama. Like, had they roomed together,
it would have caused trauma, is what you're saying.
Who would have, honestly, who would have roomed with Adriana? Who? Kiki? I mean, I don't know. I feel like it felt forced on all ends. And then I think we start to see, I don't know. It just didn't feel like a natural argument to me. That being said, whenever I am sharing a room with anybody, gay or straight or whatever the situation is, I am going to tell my significant other. Am I
asking?
You're
going to tell them if they're gay or straight? I wouldn't.
No, not that they're gay or straight. But if I was staying in a hotel room with you, I would tell Edwin versus I'm in my own hotel room. Yeah. I'd be like, oh, yeah, I'm staying with Tam. We have one bet.
You know, oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, I have that open communication. But I think she could have handled it better and just said,
"She's there's no way if they're like, okay, we're going on a group trip, housewife style. I'm going to be like, I need to know who I'm rooming with. I have to tell my husband. That is not going to happen. Alexia didn't feel comfortable rooming with Julia. She always rooms with Marisol. She was trying.
But I don't think she didn't feel comfortable because she was gay.
No, not it has nothing to do with her being gay.
But that's
all.
What I think Julia was implying in her confessionals.
Oh, she wasn't implying it. She was saying it.
Right, right. Okay.
Yeah, I don't believe that for a second. I think she just didn't want to hurt her feelings and be like, bro, I don't want to film. I don't want to room with you.
I also don't think they're friends and it doesn't feel authentic and it felt weird. And
exactly.
Honestly, I think that Julia and Adriana should have worked harder on getting a better room and not the corner room with no view. I mean, between the shopping that they're doing, then Marisol says that Jody is okay with the Lenny talk for now. It's kind of at this point, we're talking about the same thing over and over again.
Mm.
I feel like Marisol is trying to be a good friend to Lisa here.
Yeah.
But I do wish that she were more open to the conversation. Like, I wish at this point Lisa would then say, I'm just at such a place where I'm obsessed. I don't know how to focus. I don't know what to do. Like, I am in a real code red here. Like, whatever it is. But there's not it
over time, it gets old and the new boyfriend doesn't want to hear it.
Yeah.
Very much in love. I like them together. We've met him. They're cute together. I don't know. Is she doing it just for the sake of TV or is this really happening in real life?
I don't know. I feel like Alexia should have just not brought her husband into the conversation and just said, I want to be with Marisol. But I also don't really know why Julia would want to be with Alexia so bad.
I thought it was sweet and cute that Julia wanted to share rooms with Alexia. She wanted to like expand her friendship there. She's always with Adriana. Like, okay. She really thought, and she's like, oh my God, she's going to share a room with me. And she got like all excited about it. And then, I mean, I could tell Alexia from the get-go was making excuses.
No, she never wanted it
for
1 second.
Oh, we'll see. Oh, we're really doing this? Oh, well, I have to ask Todd. You know, like, she came up with every excuse.
I might be on my period. I might have.
Yes, yes.
But I have a question for you. What temperature do you put your hotel room in?
Like 69.
Yeah, I'm 68. 71. I'm a 71. You guys keep tuning in because on Thursday we will be here with the Toms. It's all about Tom.
It's
AKA
so good.
The Toms. We did some of our best work. You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, The Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new and it's streaming now on Hulu.
Zyn nicotine pouches deliver nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime, which means Zyn pairs well with you, your personality, your schedule, and your spontaneity. Zyn fits easily into your bag, pocket, and into your life because it's smoke-free, hands-free, and hassle-free. So the only person who will know you have a Zyn pouch in is you. Visit Zyn.com or head to your local convenience store today to find your Zyn. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but look
so,
at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.